welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. And this would be the 13th of 211. I'm Jamie. And of course, Buddy Boo is here, and there's Steve. Still trying to get this Ustream going. It's, as usual, asking for new things like it always does, so I don't know how to get it going now. So how's Steve doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Fred. We're doing a lot of work with Planet X.
Are you? What's going on there?
We're actually moving it. So we've moved it three times already in the past 6 months.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So we moved it 100 miles today. So there's a bunch of us working on it and seeing what we can do about moving it. So we're actually doing a lot of good work.
Sounds pretty good. How do you go about moving it?
Actually, it's fairly easy, Fred. It's mind. You've got to really use your mind to control it, but you can actually ask the planet to move. It'll move.
That's cool.
It'll move, Fred. There's nothing we can't do with our minds. It's just, it's really fantastic to do, and actually we saw it move. I mean, just, it's a smidge, 100 miles is small, but it actually did move, so... We're enjoying ourselves. There's a bunch of us that are really good at it, so that's what we're doing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we have a little, we've got the more people who are starting to understand about parallel universes, and there's people even selling classes online to understand how our projectors work.
Well, it's amazing because I've been using the projectors for the past couple of years, ever since I got them. And it's really opened me up to a lot of different dimensions, and it's just incredible. You have to really, you can talk about it, but unless you actually do it, you're really missing the whole program.
I know.
It's just fantastic.
So when you ever get your computer hooked up, you can go to my Facebook account, and there's information on it. But last Monday night, we had a Andromeda, a ship here.
Right.
And it was a very large one. I'd taken pictures of it a few years ago. In Laguna Beach in broad daylight.
Right.
Posted one of the pictures up. It was the same ship that was here the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And, I didn't get a chance to take pictures of it because it was at night and I got a new camera. But
okay.
I did have a communication with it. It was hovering over our fire star. Which
right.
They do.
Right.
Then when it left, we're only 14 miles from Camp Pendleton.
Right.
So then when it left, it flew down into Temecula.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when it got down there, it was seen by a bunch of people, like many hundreds of people.
Right, right.
And the next day, all over the internet, we're getting the Ustream going. I do the same thing over and over again, and finally it works. Can you believe that?
Right, right.
Lame. So anyway, it got down over town. Everybody took pictures of it. And you could see it was the same ship that I had photographed and before. And
right.
So, then they put them over on YouTube. All the pictures went there. A lot of the good ones.
Right.
But unfortunately, as quick as people were putting them up, they were taking them with their iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
As quick as they would put them up on the YouTube, the government would take down the good ones. They leave the crappy ones.
Right, right.
Well, really good ones that looked just like it. Well, the ship was right over the house for quite a while.
That's amazing.
And Mikkel even saw it. So, what I was able to do the following day when I composed an email,
mm-hmm.
I was able to send to a lot of people that I knew
right.
some links to the photographs on YouTube showing mm-hmm. the ship that we've been in contact with and then a picture of the a picture of the ship that I took in broad daylight, the same ship, a few years back.
Right.
In the El Morro Bay. Sounds like we had a caller on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Fredbell. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
This is Eric from Boston.
Oh, good. How's Eric?
Not bad. Very heavy snow. Back-breaking snow.
That's what I heard. Are you guys getting a little snow back there? You got your shovels out, I take it.
Yeah. A lot of ice, a lot of snow. I got a question for you, or Steve, or whatever, if you can answer. It has nothing to do with Planet X. Very interesting, though. But it's a health question. I just want some info on arachnoid cysts. I know a girl that has arachnoid cysts, and I want to know if surgery is the only way to get that out.
Well, what's it caused by anyway? Does she know?
No, but I researched about it, and they say that they're either, you know, like born with it, and that it's a cognitive issue. It causes cognitive problems or whatever. But it's like on the back part of your brain or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember you guys talking about how women are getting a lot of cysts nowadays.
Yeah, because the water, all the radioactivity. They don't do anything about it. They don't purge.
Exactly.
They don't purge themselves.
Excuse me.
They don't purge themselves. They don't do things to get rid of the radiation.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Because like when I was researching, and I couldn't find any like information of that. They're like, you know, it's all mysterious and all that, you know. I don't buy into that stuff, you know. But I was just wondering if you or Steve, since you were talking up on that topic about women having cysts, and she is female and that is a cyst, I just thought.
Yeah, we went through that with Sean David Morton, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, remember that, Steve? When we
yes.
Went, and what that is, it's a cerebral spinal fluid. And they call it arachnoid because it looks like a spider web. That's where the name it comes from. And it is quite curable without surgery. And she didn't have surgery, and we got rid of it. She went on a very strong vegan diet. I remember that. And what kind of foods is she eating now? Normal food?
Not a health nut or anything, you know. Not too crazy, you know.
Yeah, well, she needs to become one.
She
needs to get off all dairy products. Start get a juicer and juice carrots and lots of brain foods. Celery is real good. And then she needs to get in a. Is she wearing the receptor yet?
Yeah, that's very important.
Oh no!
Yeah, she needs at least a silver aquamarine.
Yeah,
and a silver aquamarine, and then she needs to get on our trace minerals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not saying anything. I'm just suggesting these things because this is what we've done with other people, and we've had good luck with it. But it's a combination of all those things, and it takes about 1 to 2 years, just so you know.
Yeah.
Is she overweight or underweight or what? Is she underweight or overweight or normal weight?
Oh, normal weight. Good size, good, healthy.
Well, how
tall
is she? She's
22.
22 years old?
That's awfully young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a congenital disorder. It can come from existing birth conditions. Or
exactly.
Even before birth.
That's what I read.
Yeah. And
did
her parents do any drugs
help.
Or anything?
Excuse me?
Did her parents do alcohol or drugs or anything in the
prenatal? Oh, they definitely have in the past. Yeah, that's right. I think definitely caused that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what drugs they were doing? Like cocaine or speed?
Heroin, maybe alcohol, marijuana.
Wow. Yeah. This is pretty much what we've seen before because of the problems of prenatal care not being up to speed. So how tall is your girlfriend?
5'3", 5'2".
How much would you say she weighed?
110, 120.
Okay, so she's a little overweight. So you got a little bit because she's going to lose weight on a vegan diet.
You can, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's got to go easy on wheat. You know, oat grain bread would be better. Jams, jellies are okay. And she's just got to cut the intake of her protein way the hell down.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that feeds on it, right?
Yeah, it does. It feeds on protein.
Yeah,
and then she needs to bring her vitamin A content way up.
Yeah.
And with the trace minerals, the aquamarine unit, and probably get on her vitamins, too. Is she taking vitamins now?
Probably not. I don't think so.
Yeah, is she doing drugs now?
No, just tobacco.
And that's got to go away immediately.
That's got to go, yeah.
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 I know.
Sounds like she doesn't take care of herself at all is what it sounds like to me. And she's got hereditary genetic, alcoholic or drug-oriented, you know, tendencies, which a lot of people do, which is not her fault. But
yeah.
Because with the parents,
yeah.
And even maybe the grandparents.
Right on. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, she doesn't come from a great area and all that, but, I mean, I don't want your show to be all on this, so I'll get off the air. I want to hear.
All right, because that's what this show is. That's why we call it the health science.
But I don't want to drag you away from what your topic was. That was interesting. I just wanted to get a little information quick.
Okay, well, give us a call. You got our 800 number, right? And get some of this stuff on order. Do you think she'll take it?
Oh, yeah. She'll listen to me. She knows, you know. She knows, yeah. I'd be looking
out. Far along is it, anyway?
How far along has it been growing?
Yeah, how much cyst activity is there in the brain now?
Actually, she just said that the past year and a half, she off and on, maybe periodically, seizures started to happen.
Okay, yeah, then she's losing her balance?
I don't know about that. She just told me seizures, but I'm guessing, losing the balance, something with the muscles and
okay,
all that.
Okay, so it's in an intermediate stage, if it's doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the time to go after it, and it will take a while, but it can be 100% taken care of if she wants to go away. But it's not very fun when you have a seizure, believe me, you know, so.
No,
yeah, so that's my input on that, and we'll help you call, you know, the office here, and we'll suggest things, you know,
yeah.
When we're during normal business hours. But I don't mind doing these kind of consultations over the air. That's what, easier for me to do this on the air just for the station's benefit rather than charge you $500 an hour, you know, for a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's free this way, so take advantage of it, you know. And that's what we encourage all our listeners to do out there is to use this radio time for just exactly what we're doing now. We'll stop any topic when it's a condition of a loved one in distress. That's our number one thing that we do here is help people when they want it. They have to want it. You know? Don't be bashful. All right, Steve?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in and give us a call.
Well, thank you, Fred. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
So anyway, I guess you're familiar with our little shooting incident we had down here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
That particular individual, he was complaining for quite a while about electronic harassment. I remember.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's been on the underground here a little bit.
Okay.
I got people over at CNN let me know about it, but they don't put it up because it's a government-controlled station. But
yeah,
on the QT, I get some emails here, and looks like this is you remember the earlier days when we had
the Charles
Whitman situation in Austin, Texas, back in '84. they were using, we had a shooting of, I think, what, 14 people. Will you stop that? Mm-hmm. You're just not a very good host of it. Yeah. So when they had that shooting before, they found two implants at the base of his brain.
Wow.
And now that, as I described in my book, Inside Track, they don't use implants anymore. That's, you know, as the implants dissolved, it created Morgellons disease.
Right.
And we had some success with that. But the bottom line is, now they're using the direct ray treatment from the satellite system. And obviously he was chosen as a subject, and it led into a political arena where a lot of people were damaged or killed, including that 9-year-old girl. Did you listen to Steve Obama's speech last night?
No, I didn't, Fred. I actually didn't. I was doing some work last night, so I never got a chance to do that.
It's one of the best oratories I've heard from him, and I just thought he was basically saying that, little girl, we want to continue on and make this country what her ideals were. Because remember, she was a valedictorian in her school. She was just elected to class president.
Yes.
And so she was meeting her congresswoman. That was a big day for her in her life. Yeah.
What a shame.
So that's your secret government in action, destroying people's lives, and it's getting worse. It's unfortunate. But
yeah, there's no question about it.
Yeah, this guy was definitely in school behaving strange for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, the teacher would ask him a question in school, and he would answer with something that has nothing to do with the question, and then deliberate on that subject. And that is a typical subjugation of electronic harassment.
Right.
The mind is completely taken over by an outside source. That's kind of sad.
That's wild, Fred, that the government would do that. I don't understand.
There's thousands of people that are complaining about this now.
Yeah, I don't understand their motives.
Well, to take control of our country, you know. I just have, I was in my book, a couple of things here. I can just pull them up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up doing a lot on, I did four radio shows last Saturday on this stuff.
Wow.
That's how busy and people are getting, how interested people are getting to be here.
Sure.
They're calling me up from all over the place to get input on this stuff.
I've been getting a lot of phone calls on the receptors.
You are?
And getting a lot of phone calls on the flamethrowers.
People
and
need them.
Getting a lot of phone calls on, as a matter of fact, I have to call somebody up tonight on the receptor for an 87-year-old woman, so I already got the stone figured out, but... there's a lot of people out there, Fred, that are really interested in your products, and I keep on talking to them, and I hope they're buying from you. But they're just wonderful listening to all the information that they have, and you know they want to know what kind of stone to have, and so I'm doing the best I can for you, buddy.
Yeah, let me read something out of my book here.
Go ahead.
First, in 1998, a news item stated that General John P. Jumper predicts the military will have the tools to make potential enemies see, hear, and believe things that do not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea was contained in a 15-volume study of the United States Air Force Scientific Advisory Board issued in 1996 on how to maintain U.S. and space superiority on the battlefield of the 21st century. Of course, they're not really telling you that the battlefields of the 21st century happen to be your backyard. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the background on this guy. Let's see if he was qualified to make a statement like that.
Okay.
General George Jumper, John Jumper, retired as the Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force on September 2nd, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Paris, Texas, he originally joined the Air Force in June of 66, after graduating from the Virginia Military Institute with a degree in electrical engineering,
mm-hmm.
in Virginia. While in the employ of the United States Air Force, he spent time at the Royal Air Force base in Bentwaters, England, site of many UFO incidents, Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, control base for Area 51, and the site of alien reverse engineering experimentation, and Langley Air Force Base, CIA headquarters. I would imagine he had firsthand experience in making those comments, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
That was 12 years ago. Now, here's something else that goes along with that. This is a little bit more information. A company called Silent Sounds Incorporated received a U.S. patent number 5,159,703 for developing a system using supercomputers to analyze human emotional EEG patterns and replicate them, then store these emotion signature clusters on another computer and at will, slightly introducing change to the emotional state of the human being. Immediately after filing the patent, the U.S. government, according to Edward Tilton, the president of Silent Sounds Incorporated, the government classified all schematics, and now the patent is hard to find. I did find it when I wrote the book. However, Tilton states that he can make tapes and CDs for the German government and even the former Soviet Union countries, all over the permission of the U.S. State Department. The actual patent date is October 27, 1992, entitled Silent Subliminal Presentation System by Dr. Oliver Laurie of Norcross, Georgia. And there's so much, I have so much documentation in this book that shows you how they control people. There's a thing called the radar flashlight that they use, which can look into your walls and see where you are in your house, and that's carried by your hand. And then, of course, the Blue Beam Project, you know, from NASA, is to orchestrate all of this stuff that you see happen, and this is part of a Blue Beam scenario, what happened in San Diego, killing people, wounding, I think, 8 more, and putting a U.S. Congressman in the hospital for an undetermined period of time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With that said, maybe people want to protect themselves from this. And obviously this family didn't, and the family of the shooter was devastated, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Totally devastated. I mean, they had no idea their son was going off the deep end like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And the symptoms were there, and nobody did anything about it. And, you know, think what would happen if the guy could have had, you know, a Star Orb and some stuff in his house. Protect himself. Would have been amazing, but he didn't, and didn't know any better, and that's what happened.
Huh. Yeah. Amazing.
So you can share that with your, with your people that this is not a funny thing, and how many of your clients have kids?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot, Fred.
Yeah, so there you go.
A lot of my clients have the nuclear receptors.
Yeah, well, that's not enough. When you get the heat on you, you're going to need more than a nuclear receptor.
Okay.
You know, it's just not enough.
Okay.
I mean, you got to at least have a... I even put a Devastar in this place because we felt... We get hit so hard here, you know, where we are because of who I am and what we do, that we have waterfalls in the house. We've got a couple of them. And the energy coming in was so great that when the water came down, you could actually hear voices in the water.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I put the Devastar up, and that went away.
Right.
But, you know, water will have a tendency to act as a rectifier under conditions, and you can hear these. You can actually hear the control rooms of some of these places that are doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, Jared Lochner is the name of the guy that was the shooter, by the way, and I think he's 22 years old.
Yeah. It's such a shame. You know, it's also young, Fred.
Yeah. Well, they're just barely getting common sense when they get there.
Yes.
Most of them. I mean, you get a few people that are brilliant there, but not too many.
Yeah.
And, that's just the way it goes.
It's really a shame when people are being set up like that. It's just, it's not right.
Yeah, and you know that this has been going on for a long time. I mean, back in Hitler's time, they were doing mind control experiments with electronic devices, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And, but you can, you know, looking at the the news and the way that this news is playing this out, they haven't got a clue.
No.
What's really going on?
No. No, they don't. They don't even. You know something? It's amazing that with all the damage that they've done, they've never even talked about the prescriptions at all.
No.
And not at all.
Yeah, and, you know, this guy, he went and bought a gun, you know, 6 months ago. He bought a Glock. Actually, 2 months ago in September.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a Glock. And
mm-hmm.
he made an attempt to expunge a 2007 drug paraphernalia charge from his record.
Right.
But it had already been expunged, but they found out about it anyway.
Yeah.
And then on his Facebook page, he said, goodbye and please don't be mad at me.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like somebody that's insane.
Yes.
That sounds like somebody that was planning and premeditating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
And on the morning of the shooting rampage, he got a ticket for running a red light.
Really?
Yeah, and he communicated with the police officer, produced his license, and showed no signs of lunacy at all. He acted completely normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was arrested, he asserted his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent after being arrested.
Wow.
And like I say, you don't turn insanity on and off like a light bulb. This guy was definitely getting, you know, a harassment from another source, and it finally overruled him. And
yeah.
That happens to people.
Yeah.
It can break you down medically. It doesn't have to. They could give you a heart attack if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new form of, you know, assassination.
Right, right.
But just give you an idea. It'll be real interesting to see how this one goes. And there's others, too. But, I mean, this one here is right up on the... on the shooting of in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Fred, let me give out some phone numbers in case anybody wants to talk and join us.
Yeah.
It's 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602. If you call those numbers, that'll give you a direct entrance. So please give us a call and join us.
Yeah. And, you know, the same thing with, it was August 1st, 1966, when Charles Whitman started his shooting spree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, you know, it was just amazing.
And well...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I found a way of... I have to tell you that privately. It's something that I've found out, and I just can't say it over the radio.
Okay.
But I feel like there's a lot that we can do, and we need to discuss it, you and I.
Yeah.
So, but I have to discuss that privately with you. But... if anybody needs to call in and talk to us about anything, just please give us a call. We're more than happy to help you. It's 1-888-815-9756, and we'd love to talk to you. So give us a call.
Yeah, we got a lot of watchers and listeners and stuff on today. Got a little bit of a slow start, but at least we got the show on the road here, you know?
Absolutely.
And... you know, these projectors, we're making another big run of them again because we went through a lot of them last year, the big standalones.
Yes.
So we're getting ready to stock up on them. I have a feeling that people are going to be really wanting them now.
Well, they're really good, Fred. They actually, I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be without mine.
Yeah.
They really, really work, and they're really, really good for protection.
Yeah, they make things happen really fast.
Very fast.
Your receptor and your projector at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I wear my nuclear receptor. I wear the projector all the time. My projector is the platinum one, and it's unbelievable, unbelievable power.
Yeah, you bought that platinum one back when the platinum price was down below $1,000.
Right, right.
As
right.
Close to $2,000 would have cost too much. That's
and
the nice thing about these as an investment.
Oh yeah,
started making. gold plating our products back in 1975, gold was at $75 an ounce.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and then as time went on, gold cost went up to $125 an ounce. And that didn't hurt. It caused us to raise the pyridome from $9.95 to, I think, $19.95 or so.
Yeah.
And then gold went up to $500, pretty quick, kind of spiked. And that's when we had to bring the pyridome, I think, up to like $39 or something. It's amazing. And the bottom line is now, these solid gold ones that we make, gold's at $1,400 an ounce. So we can still make one at a fairly reasonable cost.
Right.
But they make it, they're an investment now just in the material alone, because it's estimated that in the next few years, gold's going to hit $5,000 or $6,000 an ounce.
Yeah. Well, the amazing part of it is that we're using 18 karat gold. It's not 14 or 10. It's
it's hard.
Pretty much solid gold.
Yeah. It, you know, it's the same chemical and structural structure. It's the same structure as 24 karat gold. And it's 18 karats is where it changes. If it's 17 or less, it's not the same molecule as 24 karat.
Right.
And I made them out of 24 karat, but they're too soft. You know, they get scratched up real quick.
Yeah.
18 is where we're at with it, and it works really well.
Right.
It maintains a pretty darn good value, you know. I've seen people, once in a while.
I still love mine.
Huh?
I still love mine. It still works very well for me.
Well, it's funny because...
But I can't wait to get one of those new ones, I'll tell you that.
Me neither. I want to get one, too. But every time I get ready to save up enough money to get myself the new Ankh, you know, I got to make a bunch of minerals or make a run on this, you know, a production run. And those production runs, they start at $1,000 and go up. It takes a lot of money to keep inventory in stock, you know. Are you sneezing? Don't be joke on that. Be careful. I'm chewing up some plastic here. I'm real busy. So anyway, so I haven't been able to get one yet. If I could sell the one I'm wearing right now, which would be sold at a reasonable price, less than it would cost if you bought it new, then I would have the money to do that. But meanwhile, this one works okay.
Yeah.
But the Ankh unit is really amazing. It's really, really amazing. Now, what I've seen is back in people when they bought these solid gold ones, back in the 80s, I remember looking at some of the invoices. What they paid for them back then. I think in the early 80s, you could buy a solid gold receptor for $3,000.
Right.
I've seen people that have had them since then because they put them up on eBay and sell them for $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
So they end up making a couple grand on something they've used forever, and now they turn around and start on a more advanced one, you know?
Yep.
And they do have an appraisal value, and the jewelry industry sees them as a brand because they're all patented and have copyrights on them. So they are an investment.
Well, the best thing is that when it has that Mark Paradine on it, you might as well buy Cartier because it's the same kind of thing. It's just coming up, and I'm proud to wear mine. I mean, it's something people ask me about all the time. And I tell them about it. I sit down, I talk to them for about 10 minutes. And some people are very interested, so they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, the manufacturer that we have currently for the receptors, you know, the high-end ones, makes products for people like Cartier.
Wow.
Yeah, they make pieces that cost $200,000-$400,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And so we are a very high quality shop.
Absolutely.
You have to be.
Absolutely. You know, I've seen stuff. I've gone to a lot of shows, and I tried stuff on. I've done everything, you know, with you over the years, and I've looked at necklaces, and I've seen stuff, and I say, oh, boy, maybe I should buy one, and I just get a no. I just, you know, this necklace is working. The Paradine stuff is really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
It's real.
We've been selling a few of the MicroStars. That's another popular item right now.
Okay.
Have you got one of those yet? Did you ever get one of those?
No, I don't have one.
That's something you might consider in the future.
Okay.
We can give you a good price on one that's been sitting around for a while, you know, because we build them and then we don't sell them right away. Then we'd make some changes and then on the new ones, and then we don't want to sell the old ones. But I can take one of the older ones and upgrade it and give you a really good sound if you want it.
Okay.
Because you carry it around in a briefcase and it allows you to go into a hotel room and get rid of all the people's vibes that have ever been in there.
Wow.
So anytime anybody, goes in a hotel room or travels, they don't want, you know, 1,000 other people's vibe that's been in that room over a 20-year period.
Well, you know, what's nice is the idea that I might be able to use in my massage room.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll clean up the place. It's like a miniature Firestar. It does have an ET point of contact with it, because it comes with a little tiny laser and a little tiny MicroStar.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we just have people, when they're in the motel or traveling, they just put the little MicroStar to a water pipe. And then if they're in a motorhome, we just have them connected to some steel part of the motorhome, because a lot of people have motorhomes that use them, and they travel around in motorhomes, and then they'll occasionally go into a hotel room.
Right.
But they'll still use it in the motorhome.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. So that MicroStar is real popular. It's always been popular. And I had a picture, when we were in Laguna Beach, I had my daughter was dancing around a MicroStar that I had in the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I could still see her when we were doing some digital photography, it started changing her into an alternate dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So she started to fade out in a series of pictures. She actually started to fade out and go to another dimension.
Wow.
It was creating a stargate. Which I guess, if you look at it, it's the vacuum cleaner on one level to clean up vibes, but once the vibes are clean, it's going to keep going. It ain't going to stop.
Right.
It's going to go into a stargate mode. And I think those pictures are on our website, too. You can actually see that.
I've had that happen with my big units on the walls, the projectors. I actually had the room disappear with me in it, my client.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really it's really cool to have that happen, and it was really wild to see. But some of those units you have are so powerful. For it. You know, I'm just people don't realize the power of these units. I mean, they actually don't. When I got these flamethrowers, the first one was black and the second one was white. I have them both faced going towards the table. And in the last, I would say the last 2 months, my energy has changed in terms of being smoother, much smoother. And I thought I was smooth before. But for some odd reason, between everything that I have in the room, my energy is much, much stronger. And people have been telling me about it. You know, you're smoother, you're better, things happen quicker. So these flamethrowers, wow, they're powerful, Fred.
I know.
Very powerful.
The only problem we have with making them, they take forever to make.
I know.
I've got a modified circuit I want to put in them now that makes them even better. I haven't put in any of them yet, but thinking about it, I've got the schematic laying in front of me.
You know, the amazing thing was...
They indicate radiation, high levels of radiation. So if you're getting hit with electronic harassment, there's a little neon light that might come on. And if it does,
really?
Get moved, yeah.
Because I'll tell you, I don't know if I'm getting hit by anything. But I can tell you there's a lot of stuff that we can do with it, and I need to tell you that privately, but... The flamethrowers seem to keep any kind of negative energy away. I mean, just there's nothing coming into the room that's negative at all.
No, I understand. Yeah,
you know, so
people don't understand until they've got one, and then they can experience what it's like to not have that energy. They're used to it. They become subtly. They'll they'll start using the stuff, and then they suddenly realize that they were under attack or there was something going on.
Right.
And that's kind of the interesting part of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, just the clientele, you know, that we get people that do channeling, remote viewing.
Yes. Right.
About everything. I mean, you know, and they really get a lot more because it creates an environmental stillness for them.
Right.
And like for the portamids, if you sleep under one time, you will never not want to sleep without one again.
Yeah, they're really fabulous. I mean, I got a big one in my room, and it's really fabulous.
Yeah.
Very, very fabulous. I really enjoy it a lot. And it only brings positive energy. I mean, you know, it's just, it's amazing tools. Everything that I have that you've made is positive. I've never had a bad thought, bad dream, bad anything with these things. So it's powerful.
Yeah, I see we're getting some Twitter. You can't go down there. Go on. They're asking me how often we broadcast here. I've got some other. I'm learning how to use this Ustream thing. Yeah, we start at Thursdays at 9 o'clock Pacific, and we go to 6. Those of you that we're getting a lot of brand new traffic these days. The show's growing quite a bit.
That's good, Fred.
Yeah, and then I've been doing a lot of AM shows that are like George Norrie, Art Bell, that kind of network.
Oh, really? That's cool.
I'm doing a lot of those. So the word's getting out more and more, and so I bring them over to BBS, which is an internet station, but still, occasionally we get played on the air, but we are doing a lot of air shows.
That's great, Fred. I'm just glad I could help you do whatever I can, you know, do for you.
Yeah, and this, I think that I'm going to be hooking up a big laser system. I've got it in here. That's what the Andromedans were talking about the other night when they were here.
Okay.
And they pretty much said to get this laser system. We had to do some modifications to the Firestar and some repair work to it, some maintenance, you know?
Right.
And so then we did that, and we put it, it's a big unit. It takes two people to get it down off the wall.
Wow.
Now we're going to light the thing up, and that's going to, you know, really, and then we got some other reflecting devices that go with them that we use with the Microstar.
Mm-hmm.
Got a thing called a champagne reflector, and we've got a back shield unit. I have to need to hook those up. You know,
right.
Now, Buddy Boo is just been. You see how quiet he was?
Like yes.
Chew on. As long as he's got something to chew on, he's fine. Thank you, Buddy Boo.
That's great. I was wondering what happened. I thought maybe you put him away or something, but
he was chewing.
You gave him something to chew on.
Yeah, he put him up to the camera. Everybody wants to see Buddy Boo. There he is. He's an eclectus. And I have to have birds around because they tell me what the energy's like, you know. Birds sense everything.
Yeah.
Really interesting. They can sense earthquakes before they happen, usually a minute or two.
Really?
Yeah, they're real good at that.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Now, we got a lot of chat room stuff going on here now. The main chat room, though, the pop-out, trying to get that to
right.
Work. And that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what we got. We got a few. It wants me to log into my own thing to get to the chat now. Isn't that funny? this station is, I mean... This Ustream, I wish they'd be consistent from 1 week to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Boo, he's all over the place now. Oh, he thinks he's going to get down on the computer keys. He wants to run a computer now.
Mm-hmm.
Step on Dad here. He's supposed to be a shoulder bird. Come on here. He wants to steal the show. He always does, you know.
He's a good bird.
Yeah, so what are you going to be doing? Oh, by the way, those guys listening, we have a Sunday night show at 8 or 9 o'clock on the same network, Pacific, too, where we actually do an educational series. Oh, there he jumped off. He's getting real nervous now. I'm going to have to probably put him on his stand. I don't think he'll make it for the next couple minutes. He's wired. This bird is so wired.
Wow.
He's a wired bird.
Amazing.
So what are you going to do the rest of the week, weekend?
I've got a lot of work to do. I've got clients that are coming in Saturday. I got clients. I have nothing on Friday, actually, tomorrow, so I can work on my my room. I like sitting and meditating in my room with everything working, and it really makes a big difference for me. So I'm going to go to work tomorrow and meditate for a few hours. Be fun to do. And but nothing really serious. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow. And I got to tell you what I'm doing. So we're going to need a private line.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's what I need to do with you. But nothing. I might even go to a movie. I understand True Grit's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. Back with John Wayne. I think that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think a friend and myself are going to go there this weekend to see True Grit, and so that should be a lot of fun.
I got a bird completely out of control here. Okay, go ahead and put your phone number up, and then I'll put mine up. And see, one question, they're asking me if I'm a physicist. Well, I have been.
Sure. My phone number is 585-746-8321. Anybody has any questions about products or anything of that nature, I'm more than happy to help you. Thank you.
Okay, and our number is 1-800-729-2603. And then you can Google me, Dr. Fred Bell, and it'll take you to our website, Pyridyne.com, which is being redone right now, but there's still a lot of good information on it. We're just stepping it up a level is what we're doing.
Great.
Yeah, and you can email me at fredbell@pyridyne.com, so PYRADYNE.com. This has been the Health, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, which is on 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific every Thursday. Unless we're on vacation or something, which we do take holidays off. But after Christmas, we got real ambunctious to get back at it, right? I know you wanted to be back on the air. It's fun to take a few days off, but I like being on the air a lot, you know?
Well, being on the air is good, but we need time off, Fred, once in a while to bounce back, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to do that. Good to do that, but it's also wonderful being on the air. So it's really great.
I don't know what to do with this bird. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off because we're going over our time. And we'll be doing the show on Sunday night at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock for the education. You ever listen to that educational show we do on Sunday night?
No, I never have. Hopefully this unit will be fixed tomorrow, and then I'll be able to listen on Sunday night. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you have a tendency to have a computer broken around most of the time.
You know, I'm not very good with computers. I mean, I can get on your show, and I can do some other things, but... drives me crazy.
What happened to it this time?
It says that I'm not on the internet. And we checked the wires, we checked everything. So the Frontier people are coming tomorrow to let us know what's going on there. So it just drives me crazy. I always have a lot of trouble with it. Don't know why.
Yeah, I know the feeling. You know, we use a wireless system and then we have a direct connection. Do you have a direct connection to the internet? You don't do wireless, right?
Well, I have wireless, and it's wireless, absolutely.
So you don't have a direct connection?
Well, I have a direct connection. I got the wires that are connected right to the computer, but it's wireless too.
Yeah, they do both.
Yeah.
So you got a wire from your modem into your computer.
Yes.
Okay. Are you on a cable or are you on telephone?
I think it's telephone.
Oh, okay.
So I got to figure out. I'm thinking about taking my telephone out of the house because I understand a lot of people are using their cell phones rather than their house phones now.
Yeah, but how are you going to hook your computer up then?
I don't know, Fred, but I think there's a way of doing it.
Yeah, there is. You can do it. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to sign off now because I got to do some other errands and stuff. So
talk to you later.
I'll talk to you in a bit. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at bbsradio.com.